Welcome to the Black River Falls Podcast. My name is Jack Taylor. On this show, I sit down with local community members who are making a difference here in Jackson County, Wisconsin. This week, I sit down with Sam Young, one of the winningest coaches ever in Wisconsin high school sports history. We sit down and talk about if kids should play video games or sports, the best athletes he ever coached, and giving advice for young men like myself. This is the Black River Falls Podcast. See these headphones by you?
Yeah.
We're going to put those on for this.
I got them right.
Yep.
There we go.
Well, first of all, can we get a cheers in? Welcome to the BRF Podcast, Sam Young.
Thank you, Jay.
You bet.
I've been wanting to get you on here for a really long time, and we're finally making it happen today. For the people who haven't kept up with you, what have you been up to lately?
Not much of anything, Jack. When you turn 90 years old, you don't get in too much trouble anymore.
How old are you now, Sam?
92.
You're 92?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are regarded as one of the best coaches in Black River Falls history. You're a member of the State Football Coaches Hall of Fame and the Wisconsin High School Basketball Hall of Fame. What made you so successful as a coach? Why were you such a good coach? Why are you a legend in the coaching world?
The only thing I can tell you, Jack, is good athletes. I had some real fine athletes. I had excellent assistant coaches. I guess the community was really behind all of our athletic programs. I tried to gain their respect and their confidence. And if any coach can do that, then you're going to be eventually successful.
Yeah. It sounds like already that part of the puzzle was that you're humble. You attribute your success to the community, to the athletes, to a lot of different people. So, Sam, as you know, a lot of young men and young women aren't playing sports anymore. A lot of them are maybe playing video games. Video games is huge nowadays. That's all they play. Why do you think it's beneficial for kids to play athletics while they're in school?
Well, they learn so many things by participating. I'm sure you will agree. Well, you learn cooperation, dedication. You have to dedicate yourself. You have to be willing to practice off-season.
Yep.
If you don't, the others go by you. You learn respect. You respect your coaches. You respect your teammates. And if you don't, they don't respect you.
Now we're at halftime, where I find pictures on people on Facebook and ask them to explain it. And you don't have Facebook.
No.
You don't have Twitter.
No.
Are you on Snapchat?
No,
I didn't think so.
I'm on just television
here. Regular old TV.
Yeah.
So I had to search the internet for some pictures of you, and I need you to look at these pictures and explain them. So the first question I have is from this picture. My question is, what is it like to have a whole gymnasium named after you? The Sam Young Gym here in Black River Falls.
It's quite an honor when visitors come in, but someone runs, "Who's Sam Young?" And I said, "Oh, he's some guy that used to hang around here." No, it's an honor to.
I tell you what, Sam, I shot a lot of basketballs in Sam Young Gymnasium. I spent a lot of time in that gym.
You sure did. You wore out a few nets in there too.
I did. All right, the second picture, you have to explain. Is that you?
Yeah, that's state tournament. It's Dave Meyer and Tom Laidome.
And those sideburns were yours, too.
I didn't realize I had them.
Question number four. Why did you choose to stick around Black River Falls so long? Because I imagine, as a successful coach, you could have coached at a bigger high school program in La Crosse or Eau Claire, even Madison, or you could have been coaching at the college level, or maybe even the professional level. Why did you choose to stay in Black River Falls for your whole career?
My family liked it. My wife liked Lock River Falls. And when I'd come home in the spring of the year, she said, I'm not going to answer that phone anymore. You're getting calls all the time. Wondered if you'd be interested.
You had a lot of people trying to pull you away for coaching jobs.
I said, all right, let's sit down and talk about it. Let's get the family.
Yeah.
And the family liked it here. They liked the school. They liked the community. They liked what it has to offer, the beautiful surrounding area here. And, Dad, they'd say, let's stay. Let's stay another year.
So you listened to your family.
Yep. And I've never regretted it.
Where in Black River Falls did you like to go with your wife or your family?
Well, we used to go out to Harry Palms, take the kids on, chicken in the basket, Sunday nights.
I suppose back then they didn't have McDonald's in town.
No.
Culver's.
No. Glad they didn't.
All right, question number 5. So what would your advice be to young men like myself?
Do a good job in school. Work hard in school. And if you have the finances, go to college. And when you find a job, settle in and do your best at it. Actually, Jack, someone like you don't need any advice. You're on the right track now. You did a good job in high school. You did a good job in college. You set national records. How many points was it you scored in that one game?
I scored 138.
138. I was thinking 128.
Don't shortchange me.
No, I don't want to. That's why I asked you.
Just kidding.
You're going to go places. I'll predict that. I'll predict that you're a great young man with a good future. And your wife is lucky to have you.
I'll be sure to tell her you said that. Well, I appreciate the kind words. I actually have one last question that I didn't send you. This BRF podcast reaches a few thousand people here locally. So if this was the last time that you got to talk to the city of Black River Falls, what would you want to say to them?
I can't say anything but thank you for all that you've contributed to my development and being well-being. It's a good community. Let's keep it that way.
Amen. Well, Sam, I appreciate you coming on the BRF podcast. I've been wanting to do this interview for a long, long time. We just appreciate what you've done for this community.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You bet. This is the Black River Falls podcast.